Hey everyone, welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there's enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry. I am so honored because I have Candy with me, and I've known Candy for a few years now, and she is such a powerhouse, fierce, and phenomenal, to name just a few things about her. But she is a personal brand strategist, mouthful, but I'm going to have her introduce herself, and then we're going to dive right into her journey.
Thank you so much. And I have to say the honor is all mine. I adore your show, Morning Cup, and it's really just a pleasure to be on today talking with you and your audience. So for those who do not know, my name is Candy Sterling, personal brand strategist and the founder of On Her Mission, Personal Brand Development Studio, where we help women entrepreneurs build businesses by building their brand. So the overview is that we create business training programs as well as structured brand development tools. And yeah, it's a fun time.
It's a very important skill set to have as well, especially as a woman entrepreneur or just an entrepreneur in general. But you focus mostly on women entrepreneurs, correct?
That is correct. And I think being a female entrepreneur myself, and so really being able to authentically speak to that journey and just having my own experience to work off of and to share. And that's really what empowered me to move into that space of really helping other women and just teaching what I've learned along the way over the past, 15 years or so since I got started.
Yes, and that's definitely a lot of years of experience. So I would love for people to know your journey because you didn't just start here. And that's why I think it's so important to recognize the different journeys of where people start from and how much you've accomplished since then. So if you could share with us your journey. I know it's long, but whatever you would like to share with us.
Share the journey. Yes, let's do that. So I always say that I became an entrepreneur a little bit by accident. and also because being an immigrant, I always say that being enterprising, it's in my DNA. So I was born in Montego Bay, Jamaica, brought to New York as a child, and I watched my parents become business owners, and that definitely influenced me. And I got started professionally back in 2007 when I planted my flag as a marketing consultant. And at the time, for those that remember, there was a little thing going on, a little recession happening at the time. So I graduated, with my bachelor's in communications, and I was like so starry-eyed, and I wanted to go and work in New York, and I wanted to be this working professional. And it was a really hard time for a lot of people because there wasn't as ample opportunity for in the job market as we had anticipated, right, in the very beginning. So, but I was a little stubborn and I said, I'm not gonna not start my career. And I really wanted to get going. I really was excited to dig in. And so I initially just started to package what I knew how to do and just started to sell my skill set. And that's really how I got started. So initially my business offerings were writing and event planning services. And then in the coming years that expanded to involve website creation and email marketing and social media management and trade show coordination, meeting facilitation, launch campaigns and targeted outreach. And then it just sort of evolved. And so since then I've worked in the marketing communications arena in several sectors, commercial real estate, residential real estate, environmental sustainability, conference and event production, the beauty and style industry, natural organic foods industry, all these different incredible spaces. And I feel so fortunate because that's given me such diversity of experience and just so much knowledge on how to really tap into different audiences. And so that's how I got started.
Just a little thing. But so many experiences too that you've had in so many different industries as well. So I'm curious how, because you literally just packaged your skill set together and started selling it. What was that like in the beginning for you? Because I know you said you were like starry-eyed, ready to go. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to use my skill set to my advantage. But what did that look like for you starting out?
What did that look like starting out? So first started out, I remember putting together my first website. It was on VistaPrint. So in my mind, I knew I had to present myself, you know, as an expert in this space, even though I was just starting out. So my expertise wasn't quite there, but I said, you know what? I'm a good writer. I'm a solid writer. And so starting out, it was really being confident in whatever it is you know you can do well. And that's what I leveraged. And so it was just that, that was the seed, right? It starts with that little seed of confidence. And whatever that one thing is, we all have it. We all have, you know, some of us have many things, but whatever that is, really own it and really make that, you know, sort of paramount in your messaging, but also that internal messaging, that conversation with yourself. Because one of the things of entrepreneurship, it's not like, you know, going someplace and going to a job. It's really self-driven. And that confidence piece is key. So that conversation that you have with yourself, first and foremost. So there was a lot of mindset before I even knew what that was, mindset work. And as I was building up my brand assets, you know, like a website, I thought, you know, it helped reinforce for myself that this is where I needed to be. This is, you know, on the right track, on the right path. And so that's kind of what that looked like in the beginning, and it evolved from there, you know. And then I'm like, all right, I made business cards, and I really made an effort to show up at that highest level, no matter what, every single time I step foot outside of my then apartment to go out and network. And another piece of that was connections and meeting people. And I just put myself out there and started making connections and meeting people. And that's what it was. And so that's what that looked like.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought up those two points, because I think they are really vital when you are starting out. Because it's the confidence piece. Because a lot of times people, the term imposter syndrome keeps coming up with a lot of my clients lately. And just, I've personally experienced it as well. But it's showing up even though you might feel a certain way, but like knowing, like, this is my skill set. This is what I'm good at. I know I can do this. And having that confidence within, that's what is that seed. That's the most important seed, I believe, too. And then the second piece is that networking community. We've been talking a lot about that just with other colleagues of mine and other entrepreneurs, of just having that community is so key to being able to drive business, but also making those connections. I mean, we've networked before, and like that's how we met, through business, but being able to have a great community around you to build your business, to have word of mouth, because that's a huge part of it too. So I'm curious, going to word of mouth, was it like that in the beginning for you, like with the networking, building your business?
So definitely. And one of the things that I found myself doing early on is I've led membership-driven communities twice now, both in the business space. And so it was funny because, you know, putting yourself sort of in the center of, you know, where people are meeting or gathering places is so key. So for me, it was being part of communities, not just popping in and out, but really being an integral part of communities. And I can't emphasize or stress enough how important it is to be in the right communities and to seek that out and make sure that you're really in a place amongst peers and potential clients that are a really optimal fit for you. And so for me, that was huge. And it also, it's a place, because once you're in a community where you're comfortable, you start to, you know, hone your presentation skills. You start to really be able to say, okay, now you have that confidence to continue to move on to new groups and to new networks. And so, but it all starts with really getting, you know, those core sort of communities for yourself in place. And I think everybody needs them, every single entrepreneur. And so I for me, that was huge. And it's still to this day, I'm part of several different communities, mostly with incredible women, women entrepreneur groups, women's business groups. And for me, I found that to be really fruitful. And it's just been also energizing, very energizing as well.
Yes, I definitely want to highlight too the fact of like being in the right community, because you can be around other incredible people, but they're not the right fit for you or the right community. Because I do think that makes you feel safe. That makes you feel like being able to shine in your light. Because a lot of times, I've heard the term like, oh, women supporting women, but really embodying that and being in those right circles that are going to help you and support you, but also empower you to grow your business, to network with the right people that are going to be your vibe, because not everyone's gonna like us, and it's all right. As much as, former people pleaser. But being able to really have those individuals that are going to really just uplift you and feel incredible. And it goes back to that confidence piece too. That's only gonna ignite that confidence so you can show up as your best self, but you're all shining at the same time, which I think that's exactly what you're saying and what you embody. And also the communities you've created. So I would love to hear more about the communities you've created, because I know you've created a few. So I definitely want to you to share that.
So the one thing, the common thread with all of the communities that I've been part of and had the pleasure and the privilege of just participating in and leading in is really making it about the community first and foremost, and really being able to highlight and make it a platform for the people in the community, because we all have so much to offer. And so for me, it was never about me. It was about how can I really shine a spotlight on other people, and help them and learn from them, and vice versa. And so first and foremost, that was really always, whenever you're creating a community and everything, once you involve other people, it becomes a community. Small,
Absolutely.
club, whether it's this massive network, whatever it is, when you have other people, there's a community there. And so really making sure that what holds the community together is that everyone is feeling fulfilled, being fulfilled and contributing. Because when you're leading a community, it can feel, you can get tired, you can get burnt out. And so one of the things, and I've learned over the years, I've not always been the person to ask for help, but it is powerful when you have a community, because there's people all around you and you don't have to do it alone. And you don't have to, do every introduction, you don't have to lead every talk. You can, and that to me is really powerful. And so yeah, that's the takeaway, I think, from being part of various communities over the years, and seeing how other leaders show up to really build their groups.
I love that. And I think too, it's really when you're able to have these communities, born leaders become even more of a leader, being able to take on that role. Because sometimes, like what you're saying, it's hard to ask for help because you're maybe used to doing it all on your own, especially when you're starting out a business. It's sometimes just you, because you might not be able to have the resources to build your business, but it's asking for help, it's delegating. I'm glad you brought that up, because I do think sometimes that goes to the wayside when we are starting a business. So I'm curious, was that ever a problem or a hurdle you had to get over when you started your business and started to grow?
So, that is always, it's always, that always comes up, being able to rely on others around you. That's, it's never a one-off. It's always, because there's always that next project. There's always that next step, in the journey. And so for me though, and it's funny because you brought up, what are the hurdles or the challenges? I think that, the biggest thing that I see entrepreneurs struggle with is focus and clarity. And it's beautiful to be part of a community and be part of the world in general, because there's so many shiny things out there, and everybody's doing something really cool. Like, oh my God, I saw you, I see you everywhere. Or, people will, you're looking at the influencers you follow or the people in your business space, and everything looks really good. The one thing I would say is that, in the midst of all of that input, to find your focus and clarity and to clear through the clutter and cut through the noise, because that's what people remember. And it's really important to make sure that that's distinct, especially when you're interacting with other people. And so being in a community, I think it's all about leaving people with impressions, right? And people experiencing you, they're experiencing your energy. And as part of that experience, I think having clarity and focus is huge. And for me, that was something that I had to really work on, because when I first started, I was just sort of like, I was open to it all. And I was like, I'm here to help any and everybody. I can write for you. I can make that website. And I had to learn over the years, wait a minute. I think I'm really more so positioned and equipped to help that female entrepreneur in her journey. And so that took time to get there, definitely. And so my advice is to just find that clarity, find that focus. I'm like a broken record when it comes to it. It's been so paramount in my own journey.
And I think that needs to be on replay, because, and it's not a broken record. It is like one that you just need to keep replaying, because especially once new products or new projects, whatever you're working on starts to take place, it is looking at, okay, well, you might have other things going on, but how do you focus in on that? I know I struggled with that in the beginning because I was juggling three different things at the same time. I'm like, I can't do that. It still comes up, but now I have help to help me through that. But you're absolutely right. It is having that clarity and focus, which brings me to my next question about personal branding, because it's really about having clarity. So how did you focus in on that, like being directly helping women entrepreneurs in that road based off of your experience and based off your own focus and clarity?
Absolutely. And so I'm really into habits, routines, practices. And so for me, one of the most important things that an entrepreneur can do in their business is to practice intention and the art of being intentional. And as part of that, it's reflection. Reflection is part of that. And so for me, it was reflecting back on my journey, my struggles, my wins, and piecing that together. I actually did a storyboard. I storyboarded my entire journey from the very beginning to where I was at. And I probably did this, you know, over 5 years ago now. And I do this often and frequently. And in doing that, that's when I was able to extract, oh, this is who I am, and this is who I can help based upon what I've been able to achieve. And based upon, you can see your journey when you storyboard it out, and you can see, oh, I got from point A to point B to point C. You can see the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So when you timeline your own story, it'll start to emerge, and it'll start to become very, very clear the things and the people that you're going to be able to help and to connect with. And so that's the first piece. And the second piece is listening. And listening to what people say to you, or who's coming to you, or the questions that people are asking of you, because they're not just simple questions that you brush off, but they're indications of, oh, there's a little hint there that I need to dig deeper there and explore. I've gotten that question now three times. That must mean that, that's an area where maybe I should start to build a product around that, or maybe I should, you know, create a talk that specifically addresses that issue. So it's one of those things where when you're really tuned in and you're practicing intention and reflection, and you're really, really plugged in, and you're not just like, okay, because it's so hard. I mean, so hard, so easy. It's very easy to just, you know, plow along and say, okay, go through your checklist of the business things you have to get done every single day. And one of those things that I put on my list is to be reflective on a weekly basis, and to look back and say, okay, what were some of the takeaways from this week that I can incorporate or bring and move forward with in the coming weeks and the coming seasons.
Such a beautiful idea, first off, with the story, like the storyline too, of like what happened in your life or where it got you from A to B to C. I think it's so beautiful because it really does paint this picture, especially someone who like me, who's very visual. I need to like see everything. That just gave me another idea for myself. But so thank you. I'm sure it'll help others too. But I think too, it just maps it out for you so you can really see that. So I really love that. And then also just being able, the habits too, being reflective. I think we don't take enough time sometimes to really just reflect. You're right. Like people go through the checklist. Like I'm guilty of that in the past of like, okay, I did this, this, and this. I'm done. Okay, I have 100 more things to do, versus being like, wow, what went well? What didn't? Like really having that time. I probably reflect like maybe every other week, but being able to have it like on a weekly basis or what works for us, I think is so imperative too. And just being able to really give ourselves that space and time, because we can get so in our head and there's so many amazing things happening all the time that we're like, oh, I want to do everything. But it's going back to that focus and clarity, like what you're saying too. And that can, being intentional really fosters that, like what you're saying, it just backs it up even more so of how that can transform your life.
100%. And I guess I would also be remiss if I did not add in that is to keep your grand vision front and center, because, you know, it's really easy to be busy and, you know, we can fill our days with so many things, but if you really want to move the needle and say, I want to step into January, 2023, and this is what I want it to look like, or even January, 2025, and you want it to look different from, you know, where you are right now, you know, keeping that, you know, and that destination in mind is going to be really important as you audit your time and you look into say, okay, are the things I'm doing, you know, on track to make that happen and to really create the impact and move my brand forward. And so, and that to me is the difference between just, you know, doing business, you know, in terms of just doing business transactionally and then building a brand that's creating an experience and also showing up and being the face of that brand in your own personal branding.
Yes. No, I'm like, yes, yes. There's so many more things I want to ask. But I think too, it goes back to our brand. We are our brand. I was speaking with another brand coach the other day, and like just her experience too, working with clients. But I think for you, like being a strategist too, and understanding we are the face of our brand and like what we put out there, and it's thinking long-term, because a lot of us don't go into business. I can't speak for everybody. I don't want to generalize, but going into business, it's for the long haul. It's not for just, okay, right now I need to make money. It's because as an entrepreneur, it's up and down. You, especially when you start out, you never know. And even once you're successful, it's still keeping up with that success. But I think it's really driving home to the point of the vision and where you're going to take the brand to, and reminding yourself and having that front and center. I love that idea too. It's just remembering to why you started, but what you want that to look like. And I'm curious, what has been some of your experiences when it comes to creating a brand? It's around the person, but correct me if I'm wrong, but what have you seen, like little, like, I guess, highlights of the successes you've seen of building a brand for somebody else?
Ooh, that is a fun one. And so I think the successes is when you start to see someone really emerge and show up differently than when you first met them. So when that confidence peaks and they're doing, you know, they're doing their activities, or they're doing their branding activities, but they're bringing it to a new level, and seeing that growth is so exciting to me. And it's, you can feel it. You can feel when somebody goes from, you know, even just introducing yourself, and you go to introduce yourself, and you can see if they're a little like, not quite sure what to say, to boom, this is who I am. Boom, this is what I do. And then they can turn around, and then they're not so focused on themselves talking about themselves, but then they can turn around and say, but let me know a little bit about you, because that's what I'm here to learn. And then when you feel that shift in energy,
yeah,
you can see it. And to me, the people that have those powerful, strong, confident brands, that's what they do. They make that experience about whoever it is they're talking to. And to me, that is the biggest sign of growth when working with anyone and building their brand, is how they step out and from that personal presence. And you can just feel that. And so to me, I love that. And, you know, of course it's the other things too. It's like the fun stuff, the aesthetics. Mm-hmm. I always call it the branding aesthetics. But I always say that if you want to ace your branding, you got to look at the aesthetics, the A, the communications, the C, and the experience, the E.
I love it.
And so for me, it's like the aesthetics piece, and you know, you can get that, but it's really about that experience and how the communications ties it all together. And so to see that evolve, it's exciting. It's exciting.
That Ackerman is like, bam. I definitely appreciate that, because it is true. It's also the confidence. I mean, it always goes back to that confidence because it's what we believe on the inside. Because a lot of times entrepreneurship, it's a roller coaster, and you might have the naysayers, the doubters, the people that are like, oh, what are you doing? Why you went to school? Why are you an entrepreneur now? Like all the things like I know I've heard and others. But I think it goes back to that self-belief and really believing in yourself. And I love like your example too of just seeing that confidence within your clients of like how they show up, how they like present themselves and like put it back on the person of who they're talking to and about that person versus like themselves. And I think that's just, it goes back to community too, like being able to build a community, build a network and really just talk to people, like that human connection. Like that's all I'm hearing and feeling right now. but it's just, it's feels good to hear because I think that's more what it's about too. And it's about building a brand that people connect with and also having that experience. And it starts with how we show up and how we brand ourselves. I mean, obviously, you know a lot more about that than I do. but we'll leave it at that. So I do have to bring up a question that we haven't talked about yet, but you gave me some inside information about. So you're creating an app and I want to hear about it. I want everyone to hear about it because it's live or going to be live soon. So please tell us all about it.
Yes. So I'm really excited about this because at Honor Mission, it's not just about the strategy, it's about the execution. And so the Honor Mission app is emerging as a brand execution app. And so when you think about, you know, it's one thing to take a course or a workshop or even just to go out there if you're networking, all these activities that we typically do, but how do we integrate things into our lives? And so we always have our phones on us all the time. And so for me, I am really excited about this app because of how it can help other women stay on mission, stay on track. It's specifically designed and geared towards planning and productivity, and also providing the framework and the structure for brand execution because it can be chaotic. things. And so being able to bring that structure and to streamline the process and to just make it easier and more exciting for users of the app to me is just the way to go. I'm so thrilled about what we are rolling out because it's all about keeping women on mission and on track and clear and focus and taking those lessons of intention and reflection and also building by the season. You know, so I believe in 90-day seasonal strategies and to really transform your year, take it by the season and say, what changes or what difference can I make over the next 90 days? And that is the structure that that users will see in the app. And I'm so super excited. And so hopefully that's a little bit of a hint of what's coming, but it's going to be focused on brand building and also just getting your goals done. And so I'm excited.
I am so excited for you. I could like barely contain myself. I was like, I got to wait till the end, closer to the end. Because I do think it's just amazing what you've been able to create. And I do think too, like apps are like, I mean, we're connected to our phones, if you can see it. You can't see it, but screens. But being able to really connect with people, but also having that foundational piece, integrating it into our lives. And I love the 90-day strategy too, like with season-wise, because so much can change so quickly. I mean, if we look back a year ago, how much has changed? And I know a lot has changed in your life recently. You're a beautiful little daughter.
Yes. So I am a new mom. My daughter is 6 months old this month, and it's been a blast. She's such a joy. We absolutely adore her. And it has been, you know, a change. Obviously that impacts, you know, my work week and how I structure my time and how I show up for myself and for my business and for my family. And so it has been really helpful to look at things seasonally and to structure not just an amazing work week, because sometimes the week is gonna be focused on one thing. So I look at the whole month and I say, okay, at the end of this month, what are we going to be able to accomplish? And maybe it's being able to boot camp my time into one weekend. and then just plow through things there. But, you know, these are the kinds of things that I think as women and as entrepreneurs to get creative about, because my work week is going to look different from somebody else's work week, you know, because the circumstances are different, our missions are different. And so on her mission, it really is her mission, that personalized, customized mission for yourself, because we all have different responsibilities and different, just we're all in different places in life. And so for me, it's been really great to be at this place now, because I don't feel that pressure to have my week look like somebody else's week. It's like, no, I can spend 3 days just really, you know, plugged in with my little girl, and then, you know, say, okay, you know, my husband's gonna, you know, be on super dad duties for a couple of days, or if I have a talk or an interview like this, and then I can really be focused and really be present. And it's so helpful, because it just lets that stress wash away, and know that, you know what, I'm on track for this season. And that's really powerful. It's like the season is on track. And so I'm excited, but it's been great. I love mom.
I know, she is beautiful, and you seem like such an amazing mother from the stories I've heard, what I've seen. But I think too, I really love that you're highlighting the fact that everyone has a different schedule. Everyone is different and unique, and like their life is different as well. You might have similar aspects, but it really goes down to the person, the season, the mission. And I really appreciate that, because I think sometimes some people will look at somebody else and compare themselves versus looking back inwards and the confidence within themselves of their unique gifts that they have to offer the world. So I just really feel like it's important to highlight that again, because I think it's remembering too, we all have a mission that we're on, but we can still work together and still shine our lights all together. But Candy, I've been having so much fun with you, but I'm gonna get into the rapid fire questions if you are ready for them.
I'm ready.
Okay. The first question is, who is your hero?
Love it. So there are many heroes in my personal life, you know, my family that have influenced me directly. But as far as a public persona, I'm going to say Lisa Nichols. And she is an incredible motivational speaker and entrepreneurial personality that I was first exposed to live. I heard her speak live at the Women in Business Summit. That is an incredible event that's produced in Hartford, Connecticut annually each spring. And I was so captivated by her story, because she's transformed her life through her just attitude, through herself. And so to me, I believe we all have the power to transform our reality and to own our mission and design a life that's rewarding. And so especially being an immigrant to the United States, that attitude really, really resonated with me. And so if you haven't checked out Lisa Nichols, she's a leading motivational speaker, one of the best, I think, in the world. And so I think she's a hero to me. She's a hero.
I can see why. And yeah, she's a phenomenal speaker, and just her story, like, it gives me chills. The first time I heard her story, it gave me chills. It's crazy. It's crazy. Phenomenal woman. So definitely an amazing hero. What motivates you to work hard, work smarter throughout your days?
So I used to say I worked hard. I no longer do that. I work intentionally. And I believe that, you know, through intention, it's even when you're giving 110%, it doesn't feel hard. It feels, you know, really optimal. And when it comes to that motivation and where it comes from, I think it's just exciting that entrepreneurship allows us the space to get innovative in how we execute and deliver for our clients, our communities, and ourselves. So I'm motivated because we are living in an amazing time. I've been watching, I love history, and so I love to watch, you know, historical programs, historical shows, but there's something about being alive today, because we have so many options with technology and everything at our fingertips. To me, that's motivating, because I feel so blessed and fortunate to be living in this time. And that really motivates me to make the most of every single day.
Oh, these responses, I'm just like, yes, I'm like feeling all into it. Because I do love that. I'm going to actually change this question, because I do think, like, it's being intentional, right? Like, it's working smarter, it's being intentional, and how much that can shift. Because I think when we can work hard, but it's being intentional about it.
Yeah, And when in the beginning, I was working hard. Oh, I was working hard in the beginning. and, you know, it was, and making that shift, I mean, it feels like I can't wait to get to my desk every single day. I'm like, okay, I need to, you know, really excited about it.
So. That's amazing. And that's what motivates you, you know, and that's what makes you stay focused. So if you were a superhero, what powers would you have?
Well, I love to travel. So flying would be incredibly convenient. I could travel to all these places and eat all this amazing food. I'm a big foodie. So be able to travel and eat. Yeah. But also super strength. You know, I'm thinking of Jessica Jones, just being able to like pick up a car or something. But, you know, being a new mom with a baby that is gaining weight and getting heavier as she grows, I think super strength would be very practical and very useful to
Yeah.
So we're going to be working on that strength, trust me, but that would be awesome, you know, just to be like to carry her with one hand and like, you know, fry an egg in the other, you know, so anyway.
Yeah, that is a talent. I don't know how some people do it. I have no upper body strength either, but that's a good one. I haven't heard that one yet. Super strength. It's duly noted. If you could share a meal with four individuals, living or dead, any of them, who would they be?
So I loved this question. It's a hard one.
Yeah, it is.
Like, oh no, I want to have a whole ball and invite everyone. you know, I went to a Shark Tank dinner party. I love the show Shark Tank. And so for me, it would be a dream to just have a dinner with four sharks, you know, Damon, Mr. Wonderful, and the ladies, Laura and Barbara. Like, what an incredible dinner party. So for me, that would be it. I think that would just bring the most enrichment and value to my life right now. And what an experience, right? So it would be a Shark Tank dinner.
Awesome. Can I be your plus one? Thank you. That would be an amazing meal, honestly. You would learn so much, so much. Incredible individuals. yes. What is the most daring thing you've ever done?
The most daring? People that know me may know that I have a little bit of a hobby, and my hobby, it's more than a hobby to me, it's a passion, but it's pageantry and being a pageant title holder. And so I first fell in love and became enamored with pageantry when I was in my late teens. And since then I've competed as an adult and held titles, and it's really incredible because the pageantry community is filled with amazing, phenomenal women up to just unbelievable things. And so it is challenging though, because you're stepping out there and you are the face of that title. If you're thinking about personal branding, I mean, pageantry, wow. And you are, you know, you're showing up and you're sharing your platform with the world. And so it is very daring, and you're putting yourself out there. And I always say I'm in competition with myself, and that's always very daring because you're trying to be better than you were, you know, last year. And so for me, you know, every time I get involved with a pageant community or system, it's like, all right, it's a bold move, but I'm like, we're doing this. And I push myself and we do it. So for me, it's being part of the pageantry world.
I love that. And, you know, I know so many phenomenal women like yourself that are a part of the pageant world too. And just, again, it goes back to the branding and putting yourself out there. That can be very scary where you're getting judged. However, it's competing with yourself. And I think that's really important to remember too for people. And it's taking out the comparison and just focusing on you and getting better than you were a year ago. And like that is very daring. I don't think I could do it. But more power to you.
It's amazing. You know, and I will just sneak this in there really quickly.
Yeah.
Getting involved as a teenager, you know, I never had a problem with interviews, because if you ever had to go for a round of pageantry interviews, you will never have a problem with anything ever again. So I highly recommend it, if not for that reason.
That's duly noted again for little girls watching. Or teen girls. What is the phone app that you use the most? Maybe outside the one you're creating.
Outside the one I'm creating, I would have to say Pandora and Spotify. because I love working to music. It helps me focus, and I have different playlists for different activities that I do throughout the day, and it really sets the mood. So I'm always playing music, and sometimes it's classical, sometimes it's like 80s, sometimes it's like dance music, you know, whatever it is, but I love music, and so I'm always listening to something. So those apps get a lot of use on my phone.
I believe it. I haven't heard or used Pandora in so long. I totally forgot about it. So you just sparked my memory. Thank you. Wow. It is. I know I use Spotify a lot, but I haven't used Pandora in years. Good to know. It's still kicking.
When you just feel like, I'm kind of in the mood for something, not quite sure what, let's just put it, you know, and you can kind of let it surprise you. Whereas if you're like, no, I want to hear these 10 songs, like it's Spotify. So.
You got a good point there.
There's a strategy.
always. It's all about intention. Oh, I love it. What is the last book that you've read?
So I love to support authors that I know personally. And so one of the groups that I'm part of, Ladies Power Lunch, I'm going to shout them out because the leader of that particular women's group, she's always producing and publishing books that feature the authors within the community, and she's producing incredible anthologies. And so the last one that I had was, I actually have it on my desk, it's called Answer the Call, and it's a visibility guide for the heart-centered business entrepreneur. And so I'm actually looking at the integration workbook that that's part of that publication, but it really just puts together the wisdom of women in the community and in group. And it's a tool. I love tools. So it's a usable tool, and it's great. And so that's the book that I'm currently in the midst of. And it's amazing. So plus it's people I know, which is exciting.
That's so cool. I love it. It's supporting one another. That's literally what it's about. You can't get past it, in case anyone didn't know. I love the support. It's so important. So if you were to have a movie about your life thus far, who would play you?
So I thought about this, and I actually thought, you know what? I would hold an open casting call for this one.
Okay.
I would want to support a new talent, an unknown face, because I like giving people new opportunities, and that would be an amazing one. So I would say that it would be open, and you know, somebody who would definitely be able to just be positive. If they can exude that positive energy, I believe in that. And so if I can feel that across the screen or stage, then they've got the part.
I love that answer. I have not heard that, but it's really about like just giving somebody an opportunity and like letting them shine. And oh my gosh, I really felt that. Their breakthrough role is playing you.
Introducing.
We will find out the name soon. I feel like there should be a film about you. Okay, perfect. So what is your favorite family recipe? One that either maybe traditionally or just you like to cook together?
So my father was actually in the Jamaican military, and one of his roles there, he used to be a cook there. So he's a really good cook. So I'm a little spoiled with his cooking. But I would have to say that, you know, my mother makes this amazing banana bread. And it's so good. And so, yeah, I remember growing up and I'm like, I love that banana bread. And as I was like, yeah, and I had a banana early. And I'm like, I could use some banana bread. That's coming up for me. So yeah, banana bread, and I love traditional West Indian cuisine. You know, ackee and saltfish, and you know, sort of red snapper fish. I love fish. So I could talk about food all day. That could be a whole other segment.
Well, maybe I have to have you on the cooking segment that I have. Virtually cooking together. Or testing the food, whichever. New ideas, always flowing. If you had to describe yourself as an animal, personality style, what animal would it be?
say a hummingbird popped into my head for this one. And so I'm an air sign, and so I know it would definitely not be a water-based animal. I'm still learning how to swim. I can swim about 15 feet, so I know what it's not. It's not an
fair enough.
And so I think it would be a hummingbird. They always are, you know, they migrate, right? They move around. Mm-hmm. I like to travel. But also they're always just seemingly, you know, doing their thing and busy. And I like to stay busy. And so I think a hummingbird.
Beautiful. I like that.
I might say a parrot, but.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I can't see the parrot.
I can't say a parrot either. You like to talk. And I'm like, that's, I do.
I mean, that's one good quality. One.
But it would be a bird. It would be a bird.
Because then you can fly. You can have that superpower. It's already done.
Yeah, exactly. It all ties in.
Full circle. Going back to the focus. What is one thing, like if your day is not going great, that instantly makes it better?
Food. No, seriously, it is food. And so particularly as we're moving into spring, you know, a lobster roll always makes it better. A hot lobster roll. I mean, so fortunate to be living in New England, right? Like last summer I was all about the lobster rolls for some reason. So I think we're going to be, that always makes the day better. If somebody's like, oh yeah, we're going to go get fish tacos. Oh yeah. I'm like, whatever it was that was the problem, I'm like, yeah, no, let's go get those tacos.
Yeah, we're on it. Already on the road.
Exactly.
Oh, that sounds delicious. I'm actually starving, so that sounds really good.
Traditional, too. I think with meals and family and friends, I think it's just a place where people can come together. So I think there's something symbolic, too, about food, as you know. And so, yeah, I think it's a special. It's definitely a special thing.
It is. It definitely is. And I'm curious if you're wanting to share the banana bread, because now it's in my head. What was the secret ingredient that made it so good, besides bananas, obviously?
Oh, my mom's put like little like cherries in it sometimes, like little, and that was really just a little add-on. It was yummy. Huh. And I don't really see that often in banana bread, but you put these little cherries in there and bake them right on in, and it was just delicious.
Well, thank you. You might be seeing that recipe on the channel. I'll quote your mom, though. Okay, give her credit where it's due. So what is your favorite way to spend a day off? So if you don't have to work, it's just you and your beautiful family, what do you guys do? Or maybe you're by yourself, whichever.
So if I'm with the family, it's definitely being outside and just enjoying nature. And so I love being outdoors and, you know, just breathing in that fresh air to me is really great. If I'm with other people, it's just a spiritual experience. And if I'm alone, I'm going to the spa. I 100% self-care, especially when it comes to branding and maintaining yourself so you can show up at your best, is just critical. So I would say that spa day.
That sounds very relaxing. I could use one of those soon. Self-care is key. And my final question of these is, what is something an outsider wouldn't know about your industry?
So I would say that, you know, whenever people experience a brand, they're always experiencing sort of that end product of the brand, you know, the product, the service. But I always say that it's a practice. You know, branding is a practice. It's not a box that you check. And it's heavily influenced by technology. It's rapidly evolving in real time. And so it's a living, breathing thing. And so when it comes to brand execution, I always say no season is ever the same. So sometimes people will be like, oh, this is working. And, you know, it's so important to always go back and look at your strategy and sometimes change it up because, you know, it's not a fixed asset, but it's an evolving game plan. And I think that maybe outsiders don't necessarily see that piece because you're experiencing, you know, the result of said game plan, but it is an evolving plan of action, being responsive to all the changes that are happening in the world, you know, by the minute. So I think that, and to me, that keeps it exciting. It keeps it fresh. But something that, you know, I think insiders definitely are always really aware of if you're building a brand. But if you're just like, oh yeah, this, if you're just experiencing it, even if you think about how you experience your favorite brands, like you're not thinking about all the work that they do on the back end. You're just like, oh, you show up and you just love it. And so, but that's the mark of a really great plan.
Yes, no, you're absolutely right. And two, to like go back to like with personal branding, but also personal growth. Like if you're growing, you're evolving, you're reading, you're doing all the work on the inside and outside, but same with branding too. It goes hand in hand. And that's just kind of triggered my thought process of that to really put it in perspective for people to see that and how it does go, it coincides completely.
Yeah. And it's a learning journey. We're all learning. And that's the beauty of it too, is that, you know, our expertise is always growing, and that I just love that part of it too. We're never done. We're never finished products. We're always just elevating upward.
Exactly. It makes life more interesting, right? So I have one more question. My final question is, where can people find you? How can they hire you? We're going to link it below, but if you could let us know too.
Absolutely. I'm easy to find. CandySterling.com, Candy with an I, Sterling as in silver. And that is where you can always connect with me and learn about all of the things that we have rolling out with On Her Mission and other things that I might be working on, like masterclasses and partnerships, because I do believe in, you know, aligning with, you know, like-minded powerhouse women like yourself. So, you know, I keep that all on the website. And so it's all in one place, easy to find.
Perfect. Well, Candy, thank you so much for taking the time today to share your journey, share your wisdom and your expertise. And it's been an amazing journey. And I'm so honored to have you today. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. This was just a joy. Thank you.
And make sure to like, subscribe, and comment below what was the biggest takeaway from Candy's journey that you want to share, that you got from Candy as well from today. And we'll see you on the next video.